Hussein is the light, guidance, and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Shia's second Imam, peace be upon him. Accept our condolences on this sad day. Today, Sunday, is the 7th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. The status of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, upon whom be peace, was the second Imam. He and his brother Hussein were the two sons of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Lady Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. He shared in the life of the Prophet for over 7 years, growing up during that time under his loving care. The Prophet used to carry him over his shoulder and say, "Oh Allah, I love him, so you also love him." Many other sayings of the Prophet have been recorded by historians, both Shia and Sunni, about Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them. Like these sentences, "Whoever loves Hassan and Hussein, he also loves me. Whoever hates these two, he also hates me." Hassan and Hussein are the chiefs of the youth of paradise. "These two children of mine are imams and leaders, no matter whether they rise up against a tyrant or make peace." The verse of purity also included Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them. Many times the Prophet had said, "Hassan and Hussein are my children." Because of these same words, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, would say to his other children, "You are my children, and Hassan and Hussein are the children of the Prophet." Dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia Muslims all around the world, we offer you our condolences on this sad occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with a brief overview of certain aspects of the life and times of the second infallible Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. In the beginning, it must be indicated that unfortunately not much is known about The second infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. It has been because the Umayyad dynasty was intent to, all of them proved intent to conceal the virtues and positive values of the life and times of the second infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. However, according to very authentic records, it's certain that Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba al-Islam was the most pious personality in his lifetime. He was so pious in this regard that he performed Hajj several times on foot. He walked up on the long route from Medina to Mecca on foot, and sometimes he walked it up barefoot in order to show his utmost respect for the house of God, the Kaaba, in Mecca. He was so pious that whenever he remembered death, he would shed tears profusely. Also, whenever he remembered grave and tomb, he shed tears profusely. At the same time, we find that Imam, the second infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, had tearful eyes whenever mentioning the day of resurrection and the day of judgment, and also the moments and the time of moving over the Sirat bridge in the world hereafter. At the same time, it must be indicated that when Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam stood up in order to perform his mandatory prayer, he was trembling with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he reached the Quranic verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O those people who have faith, he paused and said, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. It means, I'm ready for your instructions, for your injunctions. And Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was the most voracious of all people, and he was the most eloquent in his speech in his lifetimes, such that nobody matched him. This isn't strange, because he was the elder son of the first infallible Imam Ali alayhi salam. After his martyrdom, after the martyrdom of the second infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, every Thursday evening, would go to his tomb in order to pay his respect to his elder brother. Thank you.
حدیث سقلین همه بلد قرآن و حیدر و زهرا و حسن قرآن و حیدر و زهرا و تسعت المعصومی من ذریت الحسین.
Now in this part, we want to speak a little about his noble character. In human perfection, Imam Hassan was reminiscent of his father and a perfect example of his noble grandfather. In fact, as long as the Prophet Muhammad was alive, he and his brother were always in the company of the Prophet, who even sometimes would carry them on his shoulders. Both Sunni and Shia sources have transmitted this saying of the Holy Prophet concerning Hassan and Hussein. His Holiness, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "These two children of mine are imams, whether they stand up or sit down." Allusion to whether they occupy the external function of caliphate or not. Also, there are many traditions of the Holy Prophet and Amir al-Mu'minin, Imam Ali, peace be upon them, concerning the fact that Imam Hassan would gain the function of imamate after his noble father. The Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, was also known for his generosity. On hearing a man praying by the Kaaba to Allah for relieving him of a 10,000 dirham debt. The imam went home, returned with that money, and gave it to that person. Three times in his life, the imam divided his entire property and possessions and gave away one half in charity. Accept our condolences on the sad occasion of his martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Today's a special from IRIB English Radio, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba's martyrdom. In the year 50th AH, Imam Hassan ibn Ali, may peace be upon them, was poisoned and martyred by one of his own wives, who, as has been accounted by historians, had been motivated by Muawiyah. The latter did not want the caliphate to return back to Imam Ali's family. He wanted to remove all the obstacles from the way of his own son, Yazid, to inherit the kingdom. The Umayyads, against all the high principles of Islam and humanity, forcefully and violently barred the Banu Hashim from burying Imam Hassan next to his grandfather's grave. He was finally buried in Jannatul Baqi in Medina. Imam Hassan's patience and forbearance is even acknowledged by his enemies. Marwan ibn Hakam, Muawiyah's governor in Medina, who always persecuted the Imam, participated in the latter's funeral. Imam Hussein said, "While my brother was alive, you tried your best to oppose him and fight against him, and now you are showing up in his funeral." Marwan said, "Whatever I did to a person whose forbearance was stronger than this mountain," while pointing towards a mountain outside Medina.
The enemies of Allah until today, they fight against Imam al-Hasan and the Nur of Allah. Look at his grave in Baqi'. Until today, Allah says they want to shut off the Nur of Allah. Yiduna, they want that they turn off Nurullah bi'afwahihim, with their tongues, but not only with their tongues, even with their actions. They think that by demolishing the grave, the shrines of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba and the Imams in Baqi' alayhim as-salam and Umm al-Baneen alayhi as-salam, they will demolish the dhikr of Ahlul Bayt. La wallah, la wallah. Like Zainab said to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, "Do whatever you want, ya Yazid. By God, you will not stop people from remembering us. And you will not stop the revelation and the wahi of Allah, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." But Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan wanted to turn the Nur of Allah off, and he gave him poison through his wife, Ju'dah. Ju'dah was given a poison, a special poison that Muawiyah got from the Roman Caesar. He told him, "I want a poison that would dissolve the organs inside the body." SubhanAllah. Look at the hatred. So he gave him poison. He brought Ju'da, the wife of Imam al-Hasan, and he told her, "You give this poison to Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, and I will give you money, and I will make you marry my son Yazid." And unfortunately, she sold her akhirah, she sold the love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, for the pleasure of Yazid and Muawiyah, for the love of dunya. Wal-iyadu billah. And when she did what she did, he told her, "I will not give my son to you." SubhanAllah. So she lost dunya and akhirah. Unfortunately, she gave the poison to al-Imam al-Mujtaba salamullahi alayhi. And Imam started feeling the pain of the poison.
Imam
dear brothers and sisters, on the sad occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, we close this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And please accept our condolences on this day. Fi amanillah.
Ya Aba Muhammad, Ya Hassan ibn Ali, أيها المجتبى يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا استشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيهنا